Sylvia Ash Bullard on 88.9 The Cube. There is an annual talent show coming up at the United Church here in Lenoxville, and Barbara Warr is in our studio today to tell us all about it. Hello, Barbara.
Good morning, Sylvia.
We're so happy that you have the opportunity to stop by today and tell us a little bit more about this talent show. First of all, what is the name of it?
The show is called Chase Away the Winter Blues. This started in 2011. It was an idea by Bruce Patton. It was a one-time fundraiser. And the show was so successful that we're now coming into our fourth year.
Oh, and I like the name Chase Away the Winter Blues because I think at this time of the year, everyone sort of does have the winter blues.
That's correct. There's not much happening in January. It's a dark month. So Chase Away the Winter Blues provides a wonderful evening out with great ambiance. It's a lot of fun. We do have some new acts this year. We have Jonathan Towson, who is a Bishop student from Smith Falls in Ontario. He'll be playing guitar and piano. Many listeners will already know Kylie Cote Davidson, who's singing for us. Meade Baldwin from Waterville United Church has written a skit for us. Meade is a prolific writer, and in 2013, one of his plays was performed at the Piggery Theatre. We also have some talent from Alexander Galt. We have some grade 11 girls performing a dance, and also Rob Weary and Darius Valagicius are performing on fiddle and accordion.
So you have quite a variety there, for sure.
Right. One of the things we've found to be successful every year is skits. The audience really like to see skits performed. I've written a couple of skits for the occasion. One is a whodunit based on the church bell being stolen. All I can tell you is that it's an inside job.
Now, the church bell really wasn't stolen, was it?
Not for our church. Other churches have lost bells, but this will be a first for us.
Mm-hmm.
And our minister, Jim Potter, is appearing in the skit again this year, and also our custodian, Eric Nutbrown, will be acting once again.
Well, that sounds pretty good. So when does this all happen?
This is happening on Saturday, January the 25th at 7:30 p.m. It's in the upstairs hall at Lenoxville United Church. And that's the church with the steps opposite the town hall. Music will begin at 7 p.m. and guests are invited to come earlier to sit and enjoy the music.
So now can anybody go or do you have to be a member of the United Church?
No, it's open to the whole community. The cost to get in for adults, it's $5. Children 12 and under are $2. There's no charge for under fives, and the family rate is $12. And refreshments will be served afterwards.
Well, it sounds like quite an enjoyable evening.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. We really enjoy putting it on, and the community appreciate it as well.
Have you had good attendance in previous years?
Yeah, usually our hall is quite full. There's a great ambience, and it's quite affordable.
It's quite full, but there's always room for more, right?
Exactly.
Well, it sounds like something that should not be missed.
For sure. Everybody is very welcome to come.
Is there anything else that you wanted to add?
Maybe just one other thing. Our choir will be performing, and this is a nice opportunity for them to showcase their singing talents outside their usual genre of singing. Their set includes show tunes. In the past, they've sung Beatles and songs from musicals and movies. Also, Rebecca Bois is performing a compilation of three songs from 1972-73. Everyone will know them and have a chance to join in the choruses. And I would say that our crowning glory of the evening is when World War II veteran Grant Taylor sings songs from that era. That's really magical.
Well, it sounds like a fun-packed show, that's for sure.
It is.
Thank you so much, Barbara, for stopping by and telling us about this.
Thank you, Sylvia.